Luke chapter 2, verses 8 to 20. And there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news that will cause great joy for all the people. Today, in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger." Suddenly, a great company of the heavenly host appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace to those on whom his favor rests." When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about." So they hurried off and found Mary and Joseph and the baby who was lying in the manger. When they had seen him, they spread the word concerning what had been told them about this child. And all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds said to them. But Mary treasured up all these things and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things they had heard and seen, which were just as they had been told.
Well, let me add my welcome to Phil's. It's very good to see you here this evening. Welcome to you. If this is your first time to Spicer Street, or if this is your 1,000, 2,000 times, very good to have you with us. And welcome to those who are joining us on the live stream as well. Well, for many people, of course, it has been a very difficult year. Now, we know, of course, that many have had it worse than us, but nonetheless, it's been a real struggle. There's been the virus, which has affected many, and then there's been all that's come off the back of the pandemic. For some of us, there may well have been financial hardship. We've had the pain of not being able to be with loved ones. All the problems that have come from being socially isolated. And the anxiety, of course, of an uncertain future. And so as we came up to Christmas, many will have been looking forward to that little shot of happiness. People just want, don't they, that shot of joy. And Christmas is all about joy. The joy of being together, the joy of feasting, the joy of giving and receiving presents, the joy that we have in family, in friendship. Well, of course, for many people, that is now not going to happen. 4 p.m. yesterday, for those of us who are in Tier 4, Christmas was cancelled. And it left, I think, many feeling really disappointed. And what I'd like to do with you, just for a very few moments, I promise, is for a few moments just go back to that first Christmas and reflect on the joy of that event. And I hope it will help in a couple of ways. I hope it will help those who are just checking Christianity out, or maybe checking it out again. Maybe you've had a rubbish year and now Christmas doesn't look that good either. And you might be just asking, is there more to life? Is there anywhere where I can find real joy in the midst of all this? I hope as well, secondly, it would help believers just to be refreshed of how fantastic it all is. What a cause of joy it is. Even when things seem to be going against us. So in that last reading we had, let's just head out into the fields, out into the country, and to a group of shepherds caring for their sheep. Sometime during the night, the sky was lit up in the most amazing way. There before them was an angel surrounded by a glorious light. The shepherds were understandably terrified. I would have been terrified. You would have been terrified. It was strange. It was powerful. It was weird. And if they thought this was God showing up, they knew it was dangerous. And they were petrified. What does the angel say? He says to the shepherds, "Do not be afraid." In other words, I'm not here to harm you. In fact, I bring you good news that will cause joy for all people. Notice that. Joy for all people. It's a message of joy. What is that message of real joy, of real happiness for all people? We just need to have a look at that and think about it for a few moments. Well, listen again. "Today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is the Messiah, the Lord." Notice how the child is described. Savior, Christ, and Lord. Savior, Messiah, and Lord. Three words. He's a Savior. In other words, he's a rescuer. I don't know if you've ever broken down and needed the AA or the RAC or one of the other rescue organizations. I have a couple of times in the last few years. One time I was driving down the M6, bringing Mark back, one of our sons from Liverpool. We're there on the M6 minding our own business. Smoke starts pouring out of the front of the car. You just kind of get into the hard shoulder as fast as you could, slow down, engine completely broken. You go and sit on the side of the road up on the grass verge. There's no way you can get home. You need to be rescued. You need saving. And it's really quite a humiliating experience because you're not allowed to do anything. You phone them, they come. They put your car on the back of the truck, they tell you to get in the back, and that is it. You are rescued. Well, Jesus was a rescuer, a Savior. We'll think about the rescue he brought. He is the Messiah. He is a promised king. The Old Testament had promised all the way through that one day a king would come who would put things right, who would rescue. He is Lord. That's a title that rightly belongs to God. He is God, the ruler. So here in this child, the angels say, this child has been born. One who is a Savior, one who is a King, one who is God's, the Lord's. So we have here this amazing news of this arrival of this King into this world, this rescuer. But what does he bring? Why is it a cause of joy? Well, they go on to say, the angels begin to proclaim what's happening. Glory to God in the highest, heaven and on earth, peace to those on whom his favor rests. He's a Messiah, a Savior who brings peace. Now, this is absolutely critical. What is the peace he brings? Well, the peace he brings is between us and God. You see, the relationship between us and God is broken. We may not feel it, but actually it is. We are indifferent to him. We use kind of passive aggression against him. We don't love him. We don't listen to him. We don't obey him by nature. And he is rightly angry with us. The relationship between God and us is broken. And it's not half a dozen of one and six of the other. You know, a little bit of fault on his side and a little bit of fault on our side. No, it's all fault on our sides. And he is rightfully angry. And the relationship is broken, as I say, whether we feel it or not. Although very often we do in many ways, we feel the guilt. How is the relationship to be fixed? This most important relationship in the universe, us to God, it's fixed by Jesus who brings peace. How does he do that? He comes to die on a cross. He doesn't come and tell us just to try and be better. He actually comes and deals with our sin problem, our rebellion, by dying on a cross and taking the punishment that we deserve. He comes and makes peace. God comes into the world to make peace with us. So that we can be in a right relationship. And Jesus Christ dies on the cross, deals with our sin, is raised again, and is now back with his Father. So this Savior comes to bring this peace. peace with God. Doesn't fix the world problems now, COVID, wars, environment, family breakdown. He will fix everything when he comes, but he fixes that problem with his death and resurrection. He fixes it now so that we can be in a right relationship with God, friendship with God, knowing his fatherly care, his love, knowing that when we come to die, we are safe and we'll go to be with Jesus, knowing that when he returns, he will put everything right and we will enjoy him forever. That is the reason for joy, for happiness. This amazing good news of the arrival of this child. How do I know it's true? You know, if I'm going to have this joy, if you're going to have this joy, we need to know it's true. And the shepherds, of course, would have been keen to ask the same question. You know, what's going on here? You know, when the angels are gone, you know, it's just a bad dream. What's going on here? Well, the angels say something to them. This will be a sign to you. The child has been born. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger. In other words, there'll be something down there in Bethlehem, which I will tell you, says the angel, which you can go and check out so you can know this is all true. I don't know what people in the first century did with their newborn babies. I suspect that people cared for them very well, like they do now, and they put them in some kind of safe place. I suspect the normal place where you put a baby was not in a manger. The trouble we have, when we heard the word manger, we think Jesus. But mangers are feeding troughs for animals. No one puts a child in a feeding trough for an animal unless they absolutely have to. And we find out earlier on in the story that Joseph and Mary have got to Bethlehem. There's no room at the inn. They've had to go to some other form of accommodation. And there, the only thing they've had for the child is the manger, wrapped in cloths, put in this manger. Well, the shepherds head down into Bethlehem. It had been a small place. Has there been a baby born anywhere? Oh, yes, there's a lady up the road, top of the road, third or fourth door up there. I think she's called Mary from out of town. They go up there, check it out. And there is the baby, wrapped in cloths, in a manger. And they realize it is true. And recognizing it's true, all they can do is tell other people about the amazing arrival of this child. How amazing is this? Well, the angel that comes is not on his own. There's a whole lot of other angels. And as this news is announced, heaven cracks open and there's a great host of angels. Glory to God in the highest. Heaven is impressed with the arrival of this child. The angels marvel at the arrival of this child. Can Jesus and this joy be mine? Well, isn't it fascinating? The angel comes to shepherds, ordinary working men. He's born in the midst of ordinary working people. And the shepherds run out, having run off, investigated it for them. How should we respond as I wrap up here? How should we respond? Well, maybe just like the shepherds, you need to check it out. Find out if it's true. Luke's gospel was written so you can check it out. Read Luke's gospel. On your seat, somewhere near where you're seated, there's a little book, Christmas, the Greatest Gift, just explaining this good news. These books have been in quarantine. They're absolutely safe to handle. You can take them away. They are a gift. They are for you. Take it away and just read that and have a look. Investigate. Be like the shepherds. Find out if it's really true. We run courses explaining the Christian message. We'd love to help you. Just email us through the website. But maybe tonight is the time for you to take hold of this joy, to have this peace with God, to have your sins forgiven, to have that secure future in Jesus. this joy can be yours. How? Simply by calling out to Jesus, saying, I need you, Jesus. I need the forgiveness of sins. I recognize I have rebelled against you. Please forgive me and give me your life. Give me forgiveness. Give me new life. And he will do exactly that. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for the gift of your Son, the Lord Jesus. We thank you for the truth that it is an amazing gift that brings joy. The joy of forgiven sins, the joy of a relationship with you, the joy of your fatherly care, and the joy of a promised new heaven and earth. Please fill us with joy this Christmas. And we ask these things in Christ's name. Amen. Well, to close, we're going to sing a favorite and wonderful carol, Hark the Herald Angels Sing. Thank you. Close in prayer. Father, again, we thank you for the gift of the Lord Jesus Christ. Please help us to take hold of him by faith. In his name we pray. Amen.